Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
Everybody get up.
That's right, because it's 5:32, and this is the Jack, Steve, and Tracy show here at Sunny 101.5. All right. Well, getting ready for the weekend. Notre Dame home game. Of course, where are you going to hear that?
Right here.
Right here.
In the studio. Exactly. Yeah, everyone's got a pile in the studio.
Yeah, we'll have all the action here for you. Weather-wise today, we have pretty much clouds with a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the first half of the day. Otherwise, it'll just be breezy. The high goes all the way up to 80 again. And we're at 69 degrees right now, so here we go.
You're listening to Sunny 101.5. Nielsen rated number one for at-work listening.
The most music for your workday.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
All right, 6:13. Well, I think we found a superhero in Pittsburgh. Check this story out for Tell Me Something Good. Let me get my music here. Okay, now. Wow. Meet 29-year-old John Potter. A handyman by trade who helps out anyone who asks for help no matter what they need. And he can back it. It started back in 2015, okay, when a woman approached him for a ride to a women's shelter, and he said no. He felt terrible about it, and he vowed to be the kinder next time a stranger needed help. He's going to do what he can. Weeks later, while browsing the Pittsburgh Reddit forum, he got his chance. Someone needed help installing a TV antenna, so Potter did it free of charge. Next day, someone asked for a cat sitter. He jumped at the opportunity.
Meow.
It snowballed from there. He decided for the next year, if anyone asks me for help, as long as it's legal and as long as it won't harm anyone else, I'm going to do it. Sounds ridiculous, but I did it, and he's backing it up. Since 2015, Potter has done more than 1,000 good deeds, including helping people move, buying people groceries, raising money for teens in his community who was injured while stopping a hate crime.
Wow.
And last month, here's the ultimate. He outdid his act of kindness.
What would he do?
Donating a kidney to a stranger. Yeah, you can have it. I got two. I don't need this one. Go ahead. This man has struggled with depression most of his life and was diagnosed with high-functioning autism last year and says helping others was the missing puzzle piece in my life. He said that pushing himself to interact with people by helping them has given him new appreciation for others and for life. Wow. Yeah, take the kidney. No, I got to keep the other one. I'm sorry. I can only go
I can
so
only
far.
Do, yeah.
I
got
to keep
the other one. Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
It gets you going. 101.5.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
At 6:51, here's Steve.
You know, I said I was ready.
You were ready, but you're not.
I got an idea for a little bit here. Last minute here that we're going to have fun with.
Okay.
It's really a slow day.
Is it a slow day?
Yeah,
yes, it happens.
So Adele officially filed for divorce from Simon. That's Thursday.
Yeah.
Last Thursday, yesterday, 5 months after she announced that they were splitting up. Uh-huh. Us Weekly confirms the pair were married back in 2016, but have been together for 7 years in total. They have a six-year-old son named Angelo.
Angelo.
That she released a statement in April. That's Adrian. That's what I was going for, not Angelo. my mind is...
It's Adrian, really?
Well, no. I said Angela like Adrian.
Yeah, I know. Well, I thought you were actually doing Angela from that...
from Who's the Boss?
From Who's the Boss.
Angela.
Angela. Okay.
The source did say that she actually gave him a home before they broke up, and they remain committed to raising Angelo together.
Well, that's good.
R. Kelly is a no-show for his court date in Minnesota this past Thursday. Yesterday, Entertainment Tonight reports that the prosecutor, Judith Cole, told the judge in court that federal authorities were unwilling to allow Kelly to travel until his case or cases in Illinois were resolved. It all stems from an altercation that happened in 2001 with an underage girl in a hotel room back in Minnesota. Kelly's attorney says that the Minnesota charges are absurd when they were filed early last month.
Well, it's up to him to prove it.
Here's some of the hot... There's the top 10 of the highest grossing actors in Hollywood. And I'll tell you, it is unbelievable. Actors and actresses, they can be both.
Okay.
Samuel, number one.
Samuel, yeah.
Ready? Biggest movie.
What's in his wallet?
7.1 billion.
7.1.
It's his box office total.
Billion.
That's how much money his movies have made.
Wow.
Ready? Best movie, biggest movie?
Mm-hmm.
The Avengers.
Yeah, I can believe that.
Robert Downey Jr. is number two. Right? Biggest movie?
Right.
The Avengers Endgame. Scarlett Johansson's number three. Biggest movie? The Avengers Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
Harrison Ford, biggest movie? Star Wars, The Force Awakening. Tom Hanks, Toy Story 4. Bradley Cooper, The Avengers Endgame, because he's the voice of Rocket, the raccoon. Morgan Freeman, biggest movie? The Dark Knight. Don Cheadle, biggest movie? The Avengers Endgame. Andy Serkis, biggest movie? Star Wars, The Force Awakens. And Zoe Saldana, biggest movie, The Avengers Endgame. If there's one thing we can take from this list, Jack.
Yes.
Superhero movies are king.
They
You rule. Have one, yeah. two,
they
three,
rule.
Four, five, six of the top ten. Their biggest movies are superheroes.
No doubt.
And then the other, no, I'm sorry, seven, because The Dark Knight is Batman, superhero. Toy Story is the only one that's not. It's an animated movie, and Star Wars comes two of the ten. It's just shocking. I want to say I'm not surprised, but I kind of am that the budget's on them.
People like their superhero movies.
Speaking of movies, weekend previews, Goldfinch flies into theater. It's a film adaptation of Donna Trott's global acclaimed bestseller of the same name. The Goldfinch tells the story of Theodore Decker, who was 13 years old when his mother was killed in the bombing. In a bombing at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. Tragedy continues to change his course in life, sending him on a story odyssey of grief and guilt, renovation, and redemption. Film stars Nicole Kidman.
Mm-hmm.
Hustlers follow a crew of savvy former dancers at nightclubs, wink, wink, who band together to turn the tables on their Wall Street client. The ensemble cast includes Jennifer Lopez, Julia Stiles, and Cardi B.
Uh-huh.
This movie just sounds horrible. Brittany runs a marathon. That's because I'm not a runner.
Brittany runs a marathon. That's the name of the movie.
Yeah, I do not envy. A little bit. I wish I could run a marathon, but it just doesn't sound like something you think it's just her running? Well, Forrest Gump was that. Look at what that movie did.
Yeah, look what happened there.
It was a great film. Julian Bell stars her as a hard-partying woman who receives a startling wake-up call when she visits a doctor. The doctor reveals how unhealthy she is. Now she gets motivated to lose weight, so she takes up running to help prepare for her ultimate goal of competing in the New York City Marathon. We're back on these days, right? Today in history, you know, before we do birthdays.
Yeah.
Today, Friday the 13th, okay?
Right.
That's going on.
Friday the 13th.
Right? And then this was my idea for a bit.
What?
It's fortune cookie day. Fortune cookie day. So I look up some of the worst fortune cookies that anyone's ever opened.
Okay.
This one just has an ellipses, which is three dots and a question mark. That's your fortune.
Mm-hmm. That's why I said most of the time they're not even fortunes.
No.
They're just like statements.
This one's good.
Yeah.
You laugh now, wait till you get home. Like, can you imagine that? Can you imagine?
Something to read, I guess.
Oh.
I don't know who comes up with them, but
this one's good too. You know, it's about time I got out of that cookie. That one, can you just opening
well,
that?
Well, that one I like.
Yeah. Come back later. I am sleeping. Yes, cookies do need their sleep too.
Mm-hmm. When's the last time you had a fortune cookie? Been a long time for me.
You will be hungry again in 1 hour. Mm-hmm. Which is, that's like the curse of Chinese food.
Yeah.
You get stuffed.
Right.
Next time, order the shrimp. Broncos win 28-17. Some of these can't be real. But some of these I thought would be hilarious if you ever opened that. Tomorrow, this just goes to your theory that people go, oh, we need a day. Let's just throw it on the old dartboard. Ready?
Okay.
Eat a hoagie day.
Eat
a hoagie day.
Right.
I encourage you. It's those unique holidays.
I still want to know who the person is in the office coming up with these.
Celebrate hoagies worldwide.
Are you kidding me, Bill? With this new, this is your.
That's your idea.
It's
going to be a big. We'll be talking about it in Michiana.
Print
I'm telling
it.
You.
Okay. All right.
Birthdays. Niall Horan.
I should know that.
You should know that.
I should know that. That's it's a rock star, right?
I mean, I would.
Well, you wouldn't consider it rock, but
it's a musician.
And young.
Maybe. Look, are you trying to poke me for answers?
I'll just give you 35.
26.
He's really young. Yeah.
One of the members of the One Direction.
Mm-hmm.
One Direction. Ben Savage celebrating today.
50.
He played Corey Matthews in Boy Meets World on the Disney Channel.
Uh-huh.
And it's Disney Channel sequel, Girl Meets World. He's 39.
He's 39.
Tyler Perry.
40.
He's 50.
Okay.
Michael Johnson.
Are you going to be winding us up pretty soon?
There's one more after him.
Michael Johnson.
Right.
40.
He's a 52.
Okay.
He's a four-time Olympic gold medalist.
Oh, I should know that
and
one.
And Dave Mustaine.
40.
He's 58.
Okay. And
he's from, he was in Metallica at one time.
Oh.
And then he joined Megadeth.
Okay. Totally in the dark here. I can't see anything. The most music, the most
Sunny 101.5. With Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
Yeah. All right. Let's see what we got here today.
Paper clips.
Boy, is there
anything? Not just for holding bunches of paper. Because there's one thing, I tell you, that irritates me. Is like when things aren't where you know they are, even though they don't belong, and like say, oh yeah, do you need that? Oh yeah, it's in that second drawer over there.
Yeah.
Why is it in the screwdriver drawer? I don't know, it's just where it is.
Right.
It's not in there. Well, who used it last, type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it may not be the most practical thing, but when people don't put things back to their normal state, like, and this has happened all the time, and this is one thing, like packing tape. Or the clear, like, packing, meaning, like, if you're going to send a package, you need that clear tape that's stronger than Scotch tape.
Oh, yeah, right.
And it's not easily to peel as duct tape.
Mm-hmm.
But if that, like, folds on itself and you have to try to pick it to find out where it starts. Oh, forget it.
No, I just go to the next.
It's worse than a new roll of toilet paper. That's how bad this is.
Yeah.
But now you can use a paper clip to put on the end so that it won't
fully do that.
Yeah, the adhesive won't touch to each other, and then you can easily find it. Or what I like to do, it's called the poor man's paper clip. You just fold a chunk.
Oh yeah.
And then there's a tab.
I've seen that trick.
There's that one, but a paper clip would then still let it go where it's flush, so you won't have like half of it, a big chunk of tape hanging off.
Okay.
So there
Got
you go.
It. All right. Mine has to do with your pillows. Have your pillows lost their fluffiness? I can help. Yes, I can. No, I'm not going to send you to store to buy new ones. You can bring back that fluffiness. You know how? Put them in the dryer with a couple of tennis balls. And that store-bought fluffiness magically returns. Remember, tennis balls. Not billiard balls or baseballs, you got to use tennis balls. And that'll work.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks. Making life just a bit easier.
Sunny 101.5. It's time for Go Figure. All right, what does this Friday bring on the...
We go to England.
We go to England for this. Yeah. All right. Oh, yay, oh, yay.
Sure, yay, sure, yay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, this is interesting.
Yeah.
This would kind of grind my gears a little bit. After dropping off a friend at a train station in Manchester, England, Australian journalist Peter Laylor actually popped into the hotel's bar for a quick pint. After paying for his drink, looked at his bill, and he said, I think there's a mistake here.
I believe there's a mistake.
I believe the bartender.
Oh, barkeep.
Yeah. Cheerio, good mate. All of a sudden, we're slamming all these dialects together.
Right.
This is not how it happens. No. But he says, I think you made a mistake. Mm-hmm. Well, he was right. $6.76 was the price for the beer. He was charged $67,689, more than 10 times the actual price.
Boy, that better
be... The hotel issued a immediate refund.
That better...
It better be a giant... Can you imagine the boot that would come in? $67,000.
That better be an IPA is all I got to say.
It better be... just bring in the truck. He joked to CNN that the price of the beer was just a little on the steep side,
That's what
he said. Just a hair.
What do you leave for a tip on that?
Yeah. Holy cow. He did encourage that you return for another drink. The next one is definitely on the house. Okay. And that's the one will probably be the $6 one.
Exactly.
Go figure. True stories about real people being really stupid. Time for Chick Flicks, where Jack and Steve, who owns every season of Sex and the City on DVD, act out roles from famous movies that every woman knows and every guy, except maybe Steve, has never watched. It's time for Chick Flicks on Sunny 101.5.
All right, and if you know the Chick Flick, well, you call 236-1015, you give us the right answer, and we'll give you a $25 gift card to our restaurant of the week, which is Five Star Dive Bar in Elkhart, Indiana. So, here we go. No, not
that.
Let's set the stage here.
What was that?
I like that better. That was our cooking special music.
Oh, well, I like that better. We're cooking love.
We're cooking love. Okay.
This scene was made with love.
Okay. Here we go.
Great.
Hi.
Hi.
You don't need me to say I'm sorry.
It's done. It's over with. I'm fine.
Oh, well, if that's true, I'm glad.
It's not true. Doesn't matter, does it?
You told me you couldn't believe in somebody if they didn't believe in you. I believed in you. I always believed in you. You just didn't believe in me. I love you.
This is awkward. Finish the scene.
It's full. Always.
Okay, now.
The most music for your workday.
Sunny 101.5. Who's this?
This is April.
April, do you know the flick today?
Is it Pretty in Pink?
It's Pretty in Pink, exactly. Good job.
Oh, that's great.
And you have a $20 gift card now to our restaurant of the week. It's in Elkhart, Indiana, and the name of it is Five Star Dive Bar, okay?
You're listening to Jack, Steve, and Tracy on Sunny 101.5.
Be sure and join us for the Monday Jack, Steve, and Tracy show. Oh, my gosh, thinking about Monday.
Oh.
Well,
I actually like Monday. No, I don't.
You do? I didn't think you did. But we will have Tracy back in the studio with us, so that's a good thing. And we'll continue with the Super High-Low Jackpot and more. See you Monday.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy. Weekday mornings from 5:30 till 9. You can listen live worldwide at sunny1015.com. Thanks for listening.